Doug and Kim, your family-friendly morning show. Before we wrap up the month of November, we shine the spotlight on National Adoption Awareness Month and the best folks to do that. The incomparable, the effervescent, Mary Beth Chapman and daughter Emily Chapman. Good morning.
Hey, can you repeat that again? That
sounded good. Everybody uses the word effervescent.
Effervescent.
How many times do people call you effervescent?
I mean, I guess that's better than, what's that band name? Evanescence.
Oh, Evanescence.
I don't know.
Well, heck, I guess we dive right in here. I mean, we're familiar with their story.
Oh, no, okay. But
that was a good song. Nice.
Can you, hey, roll the song.
No. I'm with you. Because we really just want to sort of be still and know about how it is.
Nicely
Tell us
done.
About the great adventure.
Yeah, because when love takes you in.
There you go. A lot of folks look for a little change in their family, but you guys have done.
What about the change, Doug?
Always feels like we're living the last 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
We know the story, but we want everyone to know the story of how adoption came to play a role in your home and how your family has grown thanks to other family members.
Well, who better than to start that conversation than I have a guest with me today, my daughter, Emily Chapman, who actually she got it started. She got the party started at our house. So maybe she could share a little bit about that.
Well, in spring break of 1997, I was in fifth grade. I had the opportunity to go on a missions trip to Haiti with Compassion International. With my mom, but through Compassion International. And on that trip was another family who they were currently in the process of adopting their second adopted child. And they're good family friends of ours. And I saw a lot of things in Haiti. I think God really used that trip to flip a light switch on, maybe, in my head or my heart to the forgotten and abandoned youth or the impoverished people of our world, a majority of people, how they live in our world that you just don't see in America a lot of times. And so I saw that in Haiti, and something about other cultures kind of grabbed my heart. And so came back from Haiti fresh from that trip and really wanting a little sister because I had two pesky little brothers. But
I resent that.
But
I birthed those brothers.
I know. Thanks. Jeez. Thanks. No. So I put a little sister on the Christmas list and didn't come on Christmas morning under the tree like I expected, but just kept praying. And that kind of started the whole thing, I guess. Just kind of went on an all-out campaign, as people have said. I guess I kind of did. Wrote letters and put them on mom and dad's pillow and tried to do all the convincing I could. It just really felt like God had put something in my heart, just using that childlike faith of me being in sixth grade, but God putting something in my heart that he wouldn't let go. And so all I could do was keep praying.
Which that resulted in us, in March of 2000, taking our first trip to China to bring home Shohanna Hope.
See, I think that's remarkable because I have children of my own, teenagers, and, you know, most kids come home with, can we adopt a pet? Can we have a dog or a cat and I'll take care of it and everything? Yeah. But, you know, that taking a step to actually adopt a person is a big, big step. So did you kind of, when she first said it, did you just kind of blow it off a little bit? Or?
A little bit.
A lot of it.
That would be a big lot of it. Yeah, I did, because I really felt like, we had supported people. We had really good friends that, like she said, had adopted and felt like we were doing the proverbial, we're going to support the other people that are called to this thing called adoption. And yeah, I ran down the whole list of, you know, this is not a puppy. This is something that, you know, mom's going to end up being the main, obviously main character. This is mom. This is a child we're talking about. And really was a foreign idea in my mind. And, you know, now several years later, I'm ashamed to say that it was a foreign idea in my mind. And I'm so thankful that God kind of jerked a knot in my tail, so to speak, and said, no, let's really think about this and really pray about this. And yeah, I was very ashamedly against the idea at first, because I just felt like, again, it would be, you know, all weight on mom. And I had all great excuses why not to, you know, I had a husband who was busy, and, you know, the children were already, you know, kind of well on their way growing up, and a sixth grader, fifth grader can't possibly know what she's talking about or praying about, which, you know, I learned a lot through that too, because children can change nations and they can grow up and be powerful spokespeople for, you know, what God's doing. So It was more than just adopting a child. It was just really a process where God just opened my eyes to what can really happen when people pray, and in particular, children. So.